New research was just published in JAMA Internal Medicine. It reveals how physical therapy costs vary substantially based on your state or location in the U.S. and insurance status. So how does Connecticut fare? We are talking to Dr. Josh Skidell right now, co-author of this study and part of the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Skidell, thank you so much for giving us the time. How are you? There we go. Let's get him connected. Nope, there it is. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. First of all, what made you want to work on this study? I know you co-authored it, but what made you, you know, have an interest in this?
Yeah. So my background, I'm a rheumatology fellow. So I'm training in a specialty that sees a lot of patients with musculoskeletal conditions, both the inflammation types like rheumatoid arthritis, but also, you know, your wear and tear, your osteoarthritis, acute injuries. And my background in research is looking at sort of how our healthcare system operates, looking at how drugs get approved and looking at the cost of various services. So with this great team that we have here, we were able to look at some of the pricing for hospital-based services that has become available now that hospitals are required to report those prices.
So I'm curious how many people kind of worked on this, and obviously it wasn't just a Connecticut focus, right? This was a national focus?
It was, yeah. So this is a national database. There are four of us on the team, two here at Yale, myself and Dr. Joseph Roth, as well as Dr. Joshua Wallach, who is at Emory in Atlanta, and Michael Renando, who is a physical therapist by training, now a medical student at the University of Texas Medical Branch. So really a national group and national data.
So what were some of the key findings from this? And then I'll kind of get into a deeper dive of where Connecticut falls.
Absolutely. So this being a database that is aggregated by a company that collects data that hospitals have to release about the prices of healthcare services, we were able to identify almost 150,000 unique prices for physical therapy services at over 1,600 hospitals in the United States.
Wow.
So just for context, it's probably around a third of the acute care hospitals in the United States. And these are prices that are negotiated between those hospitals and insurers. We looked at major national insurers, and we looked at 10 physical therapy services, both the services that occur when you first see a physical therapist and they evaluate you. That's based on how complex your care needs are. And also very common services that get billed in the process of rehabilitation. These are all services that Medicare ranks among the highest volume services amongst all things that are covered by Medicare. And we found a couple different things. Now, the absolute prices are a little bit hard to interpret because it's hard to know when you go for a PT what exactly is going to be billed. That may change in real time based on your needs. But a couple trends did come out where variation within a hospital is between these different insurers is relatively low. It's usually less than a factor of 1.5 or 2. But between hospitals, you're seeing between the highest billing and the lowest billing hospitals a change of, you know, 4, 5, 6 times the price. And
wow.
Consistently as well, the negotiated rates, so these are the rates that your insurer pays after negotiation with the hospital, tend to be lower than cash prices. So an individual who has to pay cash for their healthcare services because they don't have health insurance or for other personal reasons choose to pay cash, is usually going to see a higher bill for these facility charges than an insurer would pay were they covered.
Interesting. Now, I mean, this isn't really a question of if health insurance covers physical therapy. I know here in Connecticut, they do. So that's not really the question that I have here. But and I understand that physical therapy is also a very complex because, you know, not every injury is going to, first of all, heal the same. Every single human body is different. So just because I broke an ankle and you broke an ankle, Dr. Skidell, the way that we heal, the way that our body, you know, and how we do physical therapy, it's going to be different regardless. It's just going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that you can't have sort of this you know, blanketed. If, you know, if you have this injury, that means you get 8 weeks of physical therapy. That's what you need. I mean, that just, that model is not real. However, you know, it does seem like, at least here in Connecticut, and this is where you could certainly give me more clarity. I actually have a sister who's a physical therapist, and she tells me all the time, the hardest part of her job is negotiating with insurance, having a patient get more physical therapy or having more services done, and the amount of proof she needs and the amount of work it takes to say, like, no, we're not playing you. You know, this person really does need more of this, or this person really needs more of these services. Is that something that, you know, across the country is a universal problem? Does Connecticut see that more than others? I mean, what can you say in regards to Connecticut with covering physical therapy?
Yeah. So what how I usually explain this in other projects when I'm talking about them is that these are sort of like the menu of prices for these services. Unfortunately, the data is not really set up to tell us what the bill would be, you know, for an average person based on, as you said, you know, needing different amounts of physical therapy services for different amounts of time for their unique medical needs. But across sort of healthcare in general, I think we've seen this issue crop up where getting different services covered that we may deem medically necessary it can take some time and justification.
So, where does Connecticut kind of fall in comparison nationally? You know, are we in? Yeah, I that's the best way I could put it. You know, where do we kind of fall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this, you know, looking through our data, which wasn't set up directly to compare one state to another, I could tell you that the services that I was seeing in the state of Connecticut were roughly in line with what I described before. They, in general, cash prices were a little bit higher than the insurance-based prices. Variation within the hospitals was, I would say, similar to variation in other hospitals.
And again, we have Dr. Skydell here, who co-authored this study that was just published recently in JAMA Internal Medicine. And it's really looking at the cost of physical therapy, how it can vary from state to state, certainly. But, you know, again, the out-of-pocket costs and what insurance covers. Do you think, as a country in general, or even here in Connecticut, let's focus on Connecticut, Dr. Skydell, do you think that we value physical therapy enough? And the reason I say this is because to some degree, and again, this is coming from perspective from somebody who works on the ground. I talk to my sister a lot, and I have certainly talked to other people who work in physical therapy as well. But there is pushback, obviously, on, do I really need physical therapy? Do I really, you know, it's one of those almost like with mental health. Do I really need to go see a therapist? Is it worth the money to go and see somebody for, you know, for therapy? And again, physical therapy, I guess. Do you think that we have gotten to a point where we are starting to value physical therapy the way that we would, you know, a regular doctor's appointment?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope so. I have the utmost respect for our physical therapy colleagues. When I was training in inpatient settings, they were part of the team that was helping us figure out when patients were safe to go home, what needs they would have when they did get home. Now that I work mostly in the outpatient setting, as I said before, I see many patients with either acute or chronic musculoskeletal issues. And in specialties that I don't practice in, there are also often conditions that require sort of long-term rehabilitation and conditioning and strength building to make sure that people are safe at home, that they are not falling, that they're able to do the sorts of things they need to do to go about their daily lives. And I think, you know, it's very difficult as an individual to make sure that you're targeting those certain sorts of exercises or activities on a regular basis to make sure that you are, you know, staying as fit and functional as possible. And I think a physical therapist is really uniquely positioned to help you achieve those goals.
So after this study, obviously, that you've, you know, co-authored, again, Dr. Skydell, and I thank you so much. And I am going to link the article to your podcast on our website. What, of course. What would you say is sort of next steps from here? So you've identified kind of this disparity to some degree of out-of-pocket costs compared to even insurance costs with physical therapy, how there could even be discrepancy state to state. Where do you go from here? What do you do with this?
Yeah, so this is, I should clarify, we weren't able with the data we have to look at specific patient costs. So we could estimate how much a hospital would charge in its facility fees for physical therapy, but not necessarily the accompanying professional charges. So we don't, from this data, know exactly how much your average patient might spend for your average course of physical therapy. So that's one avenue. And then also, this database also helps us look at other healthcare services. So we do all kinds of testing and all kinds of different procedures in medical practice that that we think are really important and preserve and maximize health, but we often don't have a sense of, based on a patient's insurance, how much is it actually going to cost them. And it's very hard to make that sort of risk and benefit determination without having a little bit of insight into the cost of medical care. So I think continuing to explore that and document that gets further insight into, how much our healthcare actually costs is really the main push of why we're going to keep doing this sort of work.
Yeah. Well, and do you, and again, it's not one, I would say, one area that needs to improve, but we certainly have talked about, again, you're talking certainly about many people who are either uninsured or underinsured, kind of having, restrictions on coverage or payment for these medical services being impacted. For those who are insured, though, is there anything from the insurance standpoint here in Connecticut that could be improved, or are we in pretty good shape with that?
Well, I'm not sure I could say, about the state of Connecticut as opposed to other states, but what I generally recommend to many of my patients when I'm ordering tests that I'm worried may not be covered or may not be cost efficient is, really sitting down, talking about why we think something is medically necessary and encouraging them to contact their insurer to make sure whether such a service would be approved, because if not, then we need to sort of continue that conversation to say, well, is this absolutely necessary? Is there some other way that we can go about this testing, some other treatment option? It really just, helps inform our conversation.
Well, and I mean, the reason I was talking about even the insurance carriers, Dr. Skydell, is one of the things, and again, not only do I have a sister who's a physical therapist, my father is a health insurance broker. So I also grew up with health insurance brokers in my family, my husband now who works with him, and my brother as well as brokers. But the thing that they will say sometimes is, the insurance carriers are in kind of a tough spot, for example. So even when you talk about, the median rates, I should say, for eval services ranging from $151 to $215, for example, that to me comes down to kind of the hospital systems. And something I hear from them a lot is, insurance kind of footing the bill, but justifying some of the costs that come from the hospital systems being out of control. So I don't know if that's a call to action also for hospital systems to also say, look, people need these services, whether or not they have insurance is one thing. But, you're also asking the insurance companies, the carriers, to cover costs that might be out of control tied to physical therapy. I don't know if that's also an aspect that should be looked at.
No, it's an important point, because these are what we've summarized in this paper are our facility charges. So there is often a professional fee that goes along with any sort of healthcare service that the physical therapist or the physician bills. If you went to a private physical therapy group, you would most likely receive a bill for their professional services. But when you go to a hospital-based medical service, there's also the facility fee that helps defray the costs of providing that care at these healthcare facilities, which is important in the sense that they are often, large facilities, very well equipped to deal with specialized medical issues. But there, as you said, are additional costs associated with that. So, looking further into the difference between those facility and professional charges, and looking at at their total impact on healthcare spending is really important. And I would say physical therapy, if you keep someone strong and well-balanced and healthy and at home, you're oftentimes avoiding downstream medical costs because they're not needing to go to the emergency room or they're not needing expensive surgeries. So I do think that there's an added value to especially physical therapy that makes it very cost-effective in general. But you're right, the upfront cost can be quite substantial.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Josh Skydale, I want to thank you so much again for focusing on this and your team, obviously, with you. And I am going to link the study for people to read through it more and see more concrete information as well beyond just our conversation to our website, voiceofct.com. Thank you. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.